After a day of arm-twisting, parliamentary maneuvers, and seesaw voting, the U.S. Senate appears ready today to hand President Reagan a major political defeat. He had invested much of his remaining prestige in getting the Senate to sustain his veto of the $88 billion highway bill and its 65-mile speed limit. As of this morning, Mr. Reagan appears one vote short of the 34 he needs. Deborah Potter reports.
The president thought he had it won, a razor-thin vote to sustain his veto. But the victory was short-lived. The Democrats put the arm on one of their own, Terry Sanford of North Carolina, whose single vote had made the difference. When he switched and a second vote was called, Republican leaders delayed, forcing the Senate to put off further action until today. So what happens now? Democrat Alan Cranston.
Every Democrat is holding firm, and 13 Republicans have withstood great pressure from the White House and elsewhere, and they have stood their ground because this bill serves the needs of their states.
Republican leader Robert Dole conceded he may not be able to turn things around, but he made it clear the effort is still underway, with everyone from the president on down weighing in to try to preserve a badly needed political victory. Deborah Potter, CBS News on Capitol Hill.
In the wake of the U.S. Marine scandal at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, the Soviets now claim an American military man has defected. Ann Anderson reports.
The Soviet Foreign Ministry announced the Presidium of the Supreme Soviet has granted political asylum to a U.S. serviceman who was based in West Germany and his West German bride. Foreign Ministry spokesman Gennady Gerasimov told a Moscow news briefing the couple was afraid of being persecuted for progressive views. Gerasimov said the U.S. serviceman had been persecuted in the army, but the Foreign Ministry spokesman declined to give details. Gerasimov identified the couple as W. Roberts and his wife, P. Newman, but he could not give their first names or their ages. Gerasimov said the couple had gone to the Soviet Republic of Turkmenia for their honeymoon, and to his knowledge, they were still there. Ann Anderson for CBS News, Moscow.
There's a new figure in the Jonathan Pollard spy case that has strained U.S.-Israeli relations. He's identified as American-born attorney Howard Katz, now a Tel Aviv resident with dual Israeli citizenship. An administration source says Israel is blocking U.S. efforts to question Katz about his reported role in passing Israeli payments to Pollard and of using his Washington apartment to photocopy reams of secret documents stolen by Pollard. Reached at his Tel Aviv home by the Associated Press, Katz claimed the allegations are totally untrue. Pope John Paul II is meeting this morning with Chilean President Augusto Pinochet, whose government the Pope has labeled dictatorial. The Pope and his bishops in Chile are on an ideological collision course with the general. The passions turned violent yesterday when anti-government crowds shouting for the Pope to remove the tyrant were charged by riot police using tear gas and water cannons. Britain's House of Commons has voted for the fifth time in 22 years against restoring capital punishment for murderers. Dan Revive reports.
As the debate on whether to bring back hanging continued inside the House of Commons, constituents outside standing in line to be spectators took both sides.
I don't think anyone's really got the right to say whether you can take someone's life away or not.
They should definitely bring the hanging back.
I think there's really too much violence these days. A lot of people are getting away with all these crimes. They shouldn't be allowed.
Britain is suffering from a rising tide of evil, according to the member of parliament who proposed capital punishment for premeditated evil murders. Sir Ian Percival claiming 85% of Britons want the death penalty.
It means the solid bulk of the moderate middle-of-road thinkers in this country believe strongly that we are not doing what we ought to do, or not doing everything they should do to give them the protection to which they're entitled.
But the government minister in charge of law enforcement, Douglas Hurd, said hangings wouldn't help society.
There's no evidence either in the figures or from the experiences of other countries that the existence of capital punishment for murder, which is that unique offense at the pinnacle of crime, has any effect in deterring or reducing crime in general.
It was a free vote based on conscience, not party line. 342 to 230, capital punishment was rejected for the 13th time in the 22 years since hanging was abolished. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
A judge in Port Angeles, Washington, has ordered a sentence of 23 years for a Baptist minister convicted of killing his wife. The prosecution claimed he murdered her rather than face the scandal a divorce would bring. A caretaker was found shot to death in a church last night in Doolittle, Missouri. Police say their only suspect is a man who escaped from a prison camp. He's also suspected of wounding a policeman on Monday. A federal appeals court has cleared the way for Carl Linnis to be deported to the Soviet Union, where he's under a death sentence for Nazi war crimes. A Attorney General Meese is expected to approve the deportation today. The 67-year-old Greenlawn, New York man was stripped of his U.S. citizenship in 1981 and 2 years later was ordered deported after evidence was presented that he ran a death camp in Estonia. The Japanese counteroffensive against pending U.S. trade sanctions is swinging into high gear. From Tokyo, correspondent Barry Peterson.
A delegation of government negotiators leaves today for Washington. Japan's ambassador to Washington, called home for consultations with Prime Minister Nakasone, goes back during the weekend. And next week, top trade officials will also be on the move across the Pacific. Their job? To persuade America not to impose tariffs that could double the cost of Japanese electronic products on American shelves. Tariffs imposed because American officials say the Japanese are dumping semiconductors in violation of a recent agreement. All this comes against the backdrop of the lower dollar and the higher yen. The higher yen forcing up the price of Japanese goods worldwide. The dollar is slowly creeping back in value, slowly making up for losses earlier this week. But in essence, the market, like Japanese manufacturers, is waiting to see how well the Japanese argue their case if America will change its mind. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Tokyo.
An American sailor on a Navy ship based in southern Japan was arrested today, and two others are being questioned in connection with a major arms smuggling operation. Japanese police say the arrested man, Francisco Pugeda of Alameda, California, is suspected of smuggling 111 pistols and more than 1,700 rounds of ammunition to Japan from the Philippines aboard his Navy oiler. One man is reported dead in a fire that broke out last night in a copper mine in eastern Quebec province, trapping at least 40 miners underground. At last word, 25 of them were safely holed up in an underground cafeteria in telephone contact with the surface and with several days' supply of food, fresh water, and pressurized air. About 15 other men at the Noranda mine are not accounted for. A spokesman says the fire has abated but is still hampering rescue operations. The Soviet Union today confirmed that a Soviet consular delegation will visit Israel soon, but denied that an Israeli diplomatic group will make a reciprocal visit to Moscow, as Israeli officials had claimed. Foreign Ministry spokesman Gennady Gerasimov also told Israeli radio that while the Kremlin is now giving sympathetic review to Jewish visa applicants, it's made no decision to allow thousands of Jews to emigrate to Israel. Last week, American Jewish leaders met with Soviet officials and later said they'd been told more than 11,000 Jews would be able to emigrate this year. The dollar is higher today. The London gold fixing is up over a dollar. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is up over 12.93 at 2323.98.